This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
King and Dee, we're a mess but we make it funny. King and Dee, there's just always bloody something. King and Dee, just two housemates with a dream. King and Dee, if you don't like us, you're dead to me. Dead to me, dead to me. If you don't like us, you're dead to me. Dead to me, dead to me. If you don't like us, you're dead to me.
Welcome to Key and Tea, the podcast.
You're right there, Key.
Yes, babe. I am tip top. How are you?
I'm all right. Are
you okay?
I'm good.
Yeah. You're a bit better than last time, but a bit less phlegmy.
I'm like less phlegmy. I'm more anxious. Yes. Less phlegmy. It's like.
Phlegm's gone down. Anxiety's up. You know, it's pretty doom and gloom out there. Like, I'm trying to keep the sunshine alive.
It's miserable, isn't it?
I made, you know, like, the most exciting thing that's happened to me is that I made a really nice soup yesterday, which means that my life is fucking boring right now.
Stunning.
Yeah.
What soup have you made? Brought it to this house.
I did. I bought it in Tupperware. Like, that's where I'm at. It was like a roasted butternut squash, and then I just blended it with some broth.
Absolute stun, yeah.
You know, like, start of the week, you're like, I'm going to eat so clean.
Yeah.
This is such a boring chat.
I'm bored to death. I actually felt asleep.
I'm actually bored to death. I don't even think we need to start again. I think it's just good for me to note that was a boring story.
just shut up.
Shut up, babes.
Shut up, will ya?
God, what's going on with you?
What's going on with
me? Did you have a nice weekend?
I had a lovely weekend. Yeah. On Saturday, I went to the Groucho. My friend Jack Guinness does a Friday night sing-along thing at the Groucho.
Yeah.
Got absolutely steaming. Everyone was just having me free drinks.
Great.
It was bad. Like, but then I got the last cheap home.
Oh, that's practical.
Yeah. Had a very chilled Saturday. Ellie made me butter chicken. That were nice. And then on Sunday, spent the day with like this guy that I'm dating, which was really nice.
Lovely.
Yeah, that was good. But like, got really severe anxiety.
I had a real anxious weekend too.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
So these men. It makes me just want to go, you know what? I'd rather die alone. He's not doing anything wrong, but it makes me just literally want to die alone.
It's the beginning stages. It's anxiety riddled. There's all kinds of uncertainties. But like I said to you, babe, what if it all works out?
Yeah.
What if it all works out?
I think I said something to him, yesterday. I was like, I'm uncomfortable with how comfortable this feels.
Oh, but that's lovely.
Like, how nice this is. He's making me feel uncomfortable because I'm used to chaos.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that's really nice.
Yeah. We'll see.
Anyway, I just, you know, we all have our moments. I cried loads this weekend. Loads.
Yeah, you were telling me a little story.
Yeah. Well, it was my mum's birthday and I got sad. So I had a bit of a cry in the park about that. Felt like a bit of a shit daughter because I've lived away from her for like 12 years. And I'm like, am I robbing you of having a daughter? That's how I feel sometimes. It's just so pessimistic, but I genuinely feel that, and bless.
Your mum wants you to be happy, though. Your mum wants you to go and live a great life and be happy and do your dream.
She also wants to, like, hang out. Yeah, right? Like, just also wants to hang out with me. Anyway, I digress.
It is hard. She's so far away, but it's just, I wouldn't feel that. Like, it's just life.
Yeah.
It's just, I mean, my mum, I try and see my mum as often as I can, but like, I'm going to go up north tomorrow. Even if you're in the same country sometimes, it's just hard to navigate it anyway.
Well, yeah.
You just got your own lives.
Yeah, well, that's what my boyfriend said to me. He was like, you know, because he's like witnessed a bit of my relationship with my mum. He's like, you speak to my mum like, your mum way more than most people do.
Yeah, you do.
So I just need to stop being negative about it. It's just hard around birthdays, and I'm not going to spend Christmas at home this year. Mm. I think that's been like weighing on my mind a little bit. I probably have to be with you, to be honest.
I'm sick of it already. No presents for you.
Do you regret inviting me to your family Christmas?
No, I don't. Just to be honest, I just wake up anyway and I just get absolutely sloshed from the moment we wake
steaming.
Up. We do karaoke. We have a nice time. The more the merrier.
Yeah, and I love Anne. Your mum is honestly, just knowing that she's there, you know, that she's in the world.
She's out there as Anne.
She's out there as Anne. What's she doing right now?
What's she doing? Right, she's got rollers in probably at home, and she's going to go and see my auntie Pauline.
It's windy outside.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, no, she's a good one. She's a good egg.
Yeah,
she's a good egg.
Anne.
But, yeah, everything's all right. Life feels okay. I'm just giving myself severe anxiety for no reason.
Yeah, you're just working yourself up for no reason, babes. Yeah. I bet you this episode's going to come out and you're just going to be like, oh, why did I bother being so worried about things that haven't happened anyway.
Anyway, should we look at other people's problems?
Please, let's distract ourselves.
This lady has said, where is the lovemaking in lovemaking? My husband just wants to be really, really rude.
Oh.
Really, really rude. What the hell? Rudy doody.
Rudy doody. She just wants to be made love to.
Just not.
Take her to a place nice and quiet, you know?
It's hard, isn't it? I think that I like a bit of a mixture. I love to make love, and I love a bit of like that animalistical stuff.
Mm.
But I mean, I think sometimes I've been in the mood for a bit more of like a gentle lovemaking thing.
Yeah.
And then maybe someone said something or acted a certain way and I've gone, listen, you need to just like fucking calm down.
Oh yeah, sometimes you don't want to be, sorry to be crude, but you don't want to be fucked. You want to be made love to. And there is a very big difference.
Mm.
I think it sounds as though this person is struggling to communicate that. And I think that communication is key always, but especially in the bedroom.
Yeah.
Is you just being like, babes, like, you know, sometimes I just want it soft and slow and, you know, I want meaningful eye connection and, you know, I just don't want to be like jackhammered today.
Yeah,
is that okay?
Because there's like a difference, isn't there? You just want that connection. Maybe just set the mood, get the candles, you know, say that. Just like, I just want it really slow.
Yeah, slow it down.
But I just communicate.
It sounds like he's just yelling sort of like rude things and she's just like, what are you doing?
She feels like he's pounding around.
Yeah, just let him know you want it nice and slow. There's nothing wrong with that.
I think it's just communicating and you need to seduce him into that as well.
Yeah.
You need to be seductive and set that tone. And I think then you can create that atmosphere.
Yeah. And remember, men, women come with their brains.
Yeah, they do. It's so much sexier,
right?
Isn't it?
When you're just like, your brain's turned on.
Yeah. Oof. Oh, God, I'm getting I really want to have sex now.
She's getting
hot. I really want it at the moment.
Yeah.
I think when you're into someone and you really like them.
Oh, you can't
like,
keep your hands off them. It's the best.
It's so
And you're
nice.
So... I'm still in that stage where, like, I'm so excited to see them. Like, I get butterflies. Like,
I know.
I'm so excited. Like, even though I see them all the time, I'm still so excited. It's the best.
No, I just feel physically sick.
No, you're fine. It's great. It's great.
But, yeah, I think communication is key.
Yeah.
And like,
tell him to shut up.
Just shut up and slow the fuck down.
Slow the fuck down.
Stop fucking pounding me like you're 17 years old. You dirty bastard.
Dirty bastard.
I just think it's all about communication.
Yeah.
Because also, it's your husband as well.
Like, is it? Are they married?
Hang on. Husband, yeah.
Wow.
So like, you've got to have
the right, communication. You've earned the right to say what you want.
Yeah.
And do you know how many women out there are probably having sex that they don't like because they're too afraid to speak? Like, I used to be like that when I was younger before I found the confidence to actually communicate what turned me on. God, I could have saved myself some bad sex and just like really owned it.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm probably a bit too honest. I'm like, right, stop right there.
Stop.
Absolutely not. Slow the fuck down.
Yeah.
Like, no.
Yeah.
I like
getting the guy to do a bit of a dance routine. You're like, to the left, to the left.
I know, I'm always like, stand up, sit down, don't put that there. Yeah. Nope.
She's real bossy.
I'm really bossy. And then I'm like, right, I'm happy now. I'm like, what's the point in doing it if you're not happy?
Okay.
It's like,
I have something.
What?
Have you ever taken dirty talk too far?
I haven't. I had it happen to me.
Has someone done it to you?
And I got a bit upset with something they said. I was yeah, like, making me upset.
This has happened, like, when someone, you know, you're going on a roll and you're, like, really feeling it. You know, when you just, like, you know, you're vibing
yeah.
with the dirty talk. And then one person just says something and you're like, what?
What? What? Oh, dear.
You're like, that's too far.
That's too fucking far. Yeah, I know. I had that where someone said something that kind of upset me a bit, and like, I was like, don't like that.
That's so funny, though. But I think that us women, like, when we own our dirty talk, that's when our wildness comes out, and we really need that side to be able to let loose. I think that's when sex is really good, is when that wild woman, that interior wild woman that no one really sees, gets to come out.
Gets to come out.
Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah.
Right, well. Communication.
Communicate. Tell him to shut the fuck up.
Got one here, quite a long one.
Yeah, all right.
Okay. I'm in a 2-year relationship and it's the happiest, most mature one I've ever been in.
Oh, good
but also
for you.
The longest time I've been with someone. Mm. And the first time with someone who is emotionally mature and who I can be myself with. But this feeling of steady and secure relationship is unfamiliar to me, and I'm afraid I'm mentally talking myself out of the relationship because it's so alien.
Wow.
I feel this person is my soulmate, but how do you deal with the love bubble changing over time?
Oh, great question.
It is a really good question.
I have so many thoughts.
What are they?
Do you want some of them?
Want to share with the group?
It reminds me of this quote by the Queen Almighty, Joni Mitchell. She talks about how the real adventure is monogamous love. Like, we all think as a society that adventure is variety and lots of different partners and adventures and stuff. And that is great. But the real adventure is finding someone and weathering all the storms of life together. Like, and she, I'll find the quote.
Really emotional.
She's actually crying. Oh, babe.
What's wrong with me? I'm sick to death.
I'm sick to death of you.
Everything today.
Go of yourself.
I know.
Come on.
My emotions are very on the surface. No, I really like that.
Yeah. And she talks about how there's a deepening. I will find this quote. There is a deepening and a strengthening. And I said this to my partner the other day, actually. I actually think, because, you know, there's a point at which you start to just become human in front of each other. You stop performing. You're not your own ambassador. You're just you.
Mm.
And that's really nerve-wracking, because you're like, fuck, what if they don't like those parts of me? Or what if they get turned off? Or what if they change their mind? But that deepening, that realness is really fucking beautiful. It's nothing to be afraid of, but I think the society makes us feel as though it always needs to be like bang, bang, bang. Like,
yeah, it's really hard. Like, I've had boyfriends like 5-year, 2-year, and I remember like a year and a half in, I get like really freaked out the fact that we were just like getting to this level of being really comfortable and nice. And like this guy that I'm dating as well, it just feels like really nice. And I'm like, I just said, I'm used to chaos and stuff.
Yeah.
And actually finding a person that, are you on your phone? I'm trying to find the quote.
I'm listening,
babe.
I found it. Sorry.
Listen to you.
Right, babe. I'm not on TikTok. I'm trying to find the Joni quote. Go on.
I don't know what I'm saying. It's just I used to feel, I've tarted about. Obviously, a part of life is exploring different people and, you know, going to Barcelona and making love and all of that. But, like, actually finding that one person that you really, really connect with and getting to know each other and, like, knowing them on a deep level, just getting deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper, it's just really special.
It's so nice. You know what it is? It's padding. Like, you pad out your relationship. And I think, but I will also say on the flip side, it's also a fuckload of work. And I think that you both have to have, like, a growth mindset around your relationship. Like, you know, there's nothing to be afraid of. I know a couple who started going to therapy really early in their relationship because, I mean, it obviously takes two people to be open to that. But, you know, they were like, let's see this as like a beautiful fucking like project that we're both working on all the time. And it's not like a bank account where you just take out money. Like, you've got to put stuff in all the time and be doing thoughtful shit and like communicating and deepening. It doesn't happen automatically.
It does make me feel a bit claustrophobic though. Like, I really want to meet someone and be with someone forever and ever and ever. And like, there's nothing more like it. But then sometimes the thought of it forever and ever and ever, I'm like, I can't breathe. Like, I can't breathe. Like, I do get like that. And I'm like, oh my God, I need to like just run. Like, the other day, obviously dating someone at the moment, and then like just even work and things going on, I have these massive instincts. I just want to get on a fucking plane and run away.
Right.
Because I can't deal with it. I'm like, it's all too much. So I feel like sometimes this person said, it's like, everything's great, everything's perfect, but also it feels quite intense, doesn't it? And you don't want to self-sabotage.
Yeah, I think that's what this person's trying to say, is they don't want to sabotage it, but just because it feels alien. I feel like if you've never been in a long-term relationship and you get to that two-year mark where, like, you don't always want to have sex with each other every night, like, that's a scary feeling.
It's fucking terrifying.
Terrifying, because you feel like, oh my God, do I fancy them? Like, of course you do.
You do.
It's just, it changes into something deeper.
It does. And honestly, it's way more special than going out fucking Friday night, scratching about the Spurs and having meaningless shags or whatever.
Yeah,
it's so not worth it. And you think that you want, maybe, you know, want something a bit different, but you go and, it's like when I went to India and I say, I was through all the way to India thinking like I'd meet all these great people and find things about myself, blah blah blah.
Yeah, you just so sad on that beach.
I was still sad. I was still the same old me.
Yeah,
and you know, my mates are way better than anyone else.
Yeah.
So the grass ain't greener.
No. Stay the course. If you love this person, you think they're your soulmate, stay the course and don't be afraid of the relationship changing.
Yeah. Cause it will. And like,
of
you wanna
course
grow
it will.
With someone.
Oh
and, like,
God,
love
yeah.
each other.
Oh my God, yeah.
Okay, so one here.
Yeah.
I just started a new job and the boss is someone that I've already had sex with.
Oh my God.
Dum dum dum. How fun, but like,
like walking into the office every day. No, like you can just play with it, like wear some like nice, like sexy, like little sexy outfit. You know what I mean?
But like, I want to know the details. Like, they now is the boss like
in
with
a
somebody else now? Like, that's a bit awkward.
I'll maintain, I think it's because I never worked in an office. I think an office is a very sexy place.
I know
the reality is not the case, but in my head, it's like fucking Hugh Grant and Bridget Jones.
It's like school, isn't it?
School.
Like, you're going in and you're like, oh my god,
office is big school.
Yeah, big school.
It's big school.
And like, I'd always like be in the like the kitchen and you'd like see them walking, like, oh my god, like I'm making a cup of tea and like they're here. And like you've got a meeting with them and
it's in the diary and you're like 2:30.
I really like having a crush at work.
Same.
Like, say I start a play or something like that. Like, it's really fun. Like, actually dating.
Nightmare. So,
actually dating and having to like make all that effort. Sometimes if it's like just, you know, when you just like go into work and like they're just in the office or like they're in a place, you're like, it's quite fun. It's quite cheeky.
Oh, I think just make a movie out of it. Like anything in life, make a movie out of it and it will be automatically better. I wish we had a bit more detail. Like, I wish I knew how she felt about him.
Maybe she's worried a bit. Maybe she's like, oh my God. Could you imagine though, like every time you have a meeting, like with your boss and you're
I've
like,
I've touched your willy
in my mouth.
Yeah, wow. Yeah, no, I've copped your balls. Yeah.
You've seen my vagina.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And also,
God.
If you've done real dirty stuff with them, so you might know what their, like, kinks are, and you're just, I mean, that gives you a bit of leverage in those meetings.
Babe,
give me a pay rise.
Give them a fucking pay rise.
Babe, your salary is sorted.
Yeah, darling.
Sorted, darling.
Get
Enjoy that cash in.
I'd say milk it for all it's worth.
Absolutely. Get
Become
money out of it.
Become manipulative if you found out that actually married and they're your boss.
Yeah, wear some cute little outfits.
We just
Torture
say money,
him.
Money, money.
Money, money, money.
And have fun with it, babe.
Get it. Like, I'm just imagining. I know it's really sexist and Bridget Jones hasn't aged very well, but that, like, I think skirts off sick. I was like,
oh, great movie.
That.
I watched it the other night.
Objectify me.
It's so good as well. She's like, we'll not flirt with.
Blah, blah, blah.
And then she comes in the next day, just like a see-through
top. I love that top. I love that top with the bra. I would wear a different bra with it, but I think that top is like brilliant.
She's a fucking icon, Bridget Jones. Be Bridget.
Be more Bridget.
But if he's an asshole, then stay away because we don't want the Hugh Grant character. We like the Colin Firth.
Do we? Do you know,
we do.
I read something that Colin Firth in that movie, Mr. Darcy, is based off Keir Starmer.
Oh, right. What?
I know, you didn't see that coming. Helen Fielding, I think, wrote Bridget Jones, like, was in Society. This might be total fucking bollocks. I need to Google it after.
What?
But apparently, Keir Starmer's a QC. Like, he's a barrister.
Yeah.
Like, a human rights lawyer.
Yeah,
and
right.
And so is Colin Firth in Bridget Jones. And apparently... And it's made me... kind of fancy Keir Starmer, just knowing that story.
Well, there we go. I don't really fancy Colin Firth very much in that film. I feel it's like a little bit wet and his mouth doesn't really open very much. And I would totally, because I've got psychological problems,
Daniel Cleaver.
Go after Daniel Cleaver.
Yeah. That's the sad fact about females is that most people would. I've always said that Colin Firth is the worst on-screen kisser.
Oh, it's horrible.
It's like
kissing your nana.
I'm going to get a montage. I'm going to make a montage of all the times he kisses her. When he kisses her at the end of that film, you know, when he wraps his coat around her in the snow, like a little lizard tongue darting in and out. I just think
It's just
commit.
There's no like grip on the lip, is there? It's just like.
Yeah, it's that. And I don't know if his wife's been like, don't you dare put that tongue in her mouth.
It's very old-fashioned, like old Hollywood. Yeah, just, like grab it and they swish their heads around.
Yeah.
We want to see some tongue calling.
Get it in there.
Like, just go for it.
Go for it. You're a leading man,
isn't that
the one great thing
about being an actor, that you get to go on screen and just snog without having to get in trouble with cheating, you know?
Olivia's not happy about it. Olivia Firth. Why do I know her name? I know an ungodly amount about some certain celebrities. Like, it's really weird.
Nothing. Olivia's not happy.
Olivia Firth.
All right. Well, I just say, if it's really that awkward, quit your job. If it's not, then just really get more money. Get a pay rise.
Have fun with it.
Stunning.
Enjoy.
All right. Well.
Well, we're off to...
What? Where are we going?
I don't know. What are we doing?
We've got a meeting now.
Yeah, we do. But then I'm probably going to cry under
a duvet. I'm going to have a panic attack.
Yeah.
About dating in general. All right. And follow us at Key and D on Instagram, at Key and D Show on TikTok. Write us nice reviews.
Yeah, please.
Tell your friends.
No one's reviewed us in ages, actually. We're stuck at 68 reviews on Apple. I'm going to write one now.
D is my favorite. Yeah.
Stop talking over each other. By the way, we had someone comment on one of our things saying, we love the podcast, but please stop talking
over each other.
And we want you to know that we've seen it. We're trying. We both get very excited when we speak.
Yeah.
And we can't always promise that it will happen, but we do try.
We're trying.
Love ya.
Key and D. If you don't like us, you're dead to me. Dead to me. Dead to me. If you don't subscribe, you're dead to me. Dead to me. Dead to me. If you don't give us 5 stars, you're dead to me. Dead to me. Dead to me. If you don't follow us on Instagram, you're dead to me. Dead to me. Dead to me. If you don't like us, you're dead to me. Insanity Group.